Radha Madhava Kunjapihari Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopidana Vallapha Girivaradhari Gopidana Vallapha Girivaradhari Yasodhanandana Vrajajanadhanjana Yasodhanandana Vrajajanadhanjana Jamuna Tiravana Jari Jamuna Tiravana Jari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada 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 Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath Jaya Valladeva, Jaya Subhadra Hare Rama, Hare Rama. バランディーありありありもジャヨンヴィシュパーパラマンサパラブラージャカチャリアストトサタシシマティエスティバインクレイシラアベチャナナラヴィンナシラバクティヴェダンスファミマハラージャオシラパブパーダキジェイNama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Si Krishna Chaitanya O Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sisi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Sorry Navadvip Mayabhutam ki Ganga Mayamuna Mai ki Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi ki Harinam Sankirtan ki Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to Sisi Guru and Sri Gauranga All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya We are reading this morning a text from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Namavinu kali kale nahi aradama Namavinu kali kale nahi aradama Sarva mantra saranama E Shastra Mama Sava Mantra Shatra Nama E Shastra Mama Nama Vinu Nama Vinu Kali Kale Nahi Aradharma Nama Vinu Sarva mantra saranama e shastra marma. Nama vinu kali kale nahi aradharma. Nama vinu kali kale. Nahi aradama sarva mantra saranama e shastra marma Yes, would someone else like to... Kale nahi aradama One Mataji, please. Thank you. Nama, the holy name, Vinu, without, Kali Kala Nahi, in this age of Kali there's none. Aradharma, alternative religious principle. Sarva Mantra, all hymns. Saranama, the essence is the holy name. Eshastra Marma, this is the purport of the revealed scriptures. Translation. In this age of Kali, there's no religious principle other than the chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all Vedic hymns. This is the purport of all scriptures. The principles of the Parampara system were strictly honored in previous ages, Satya, Treta Yuga and Dwarapa Yuga. But in the present age, Kali Yuga, people neglect the importance of this system of Shrota Parampara, or receiving knowledge through the disciplic succession. In this age, people are prepared to argue that they can understand that which is beyond their limited knowledge and perception through so-called scientific experiments and observations. But they don't know that the actual truth comes down to man from authorities. This argumentative attitude is against the Vedic principles, and it is very difficult for one who adopts it to understand that the holy name of Krishna is as good as Krishna himself. Now you need to pay close attention. Since Krishna and his holy name are absolutely identical, the holy name is eternally pure and beyond material contamination. It is the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a transcendental vibration. The holy name is completely different from material sound, as confirmed by Narottam Das Thakur. Golokera premadana harinama sankirtana. The transcendental vibration of Harinam Sankirtan is imported. Import-export firm is our parampara. It's imported from the spiritual world. Thus, although materialists who are addicted to experimental knowledge and the so-called scientific method cannot place their faith in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it is a fact that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra offenselessly, one can be freed from all subtle and gross material conditions. The spiritual world is called Vaikuntha, which means without anxiety. God. In the material world, everything is full of anxiety, Kunta. Whereas in the spiritual world, Vaikunta, everything is free from anxiety. Therefore, those who are afflicted by a combination of anxieties cannot understand the Hare Krishna mantra, which is free from all anxiety. In the present age, the vibration of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the only process that is in a transcendental position beyond material contamination. Since the holy name can deliver a conditioned soul, it is explained here to be Sava Mantra Sara, the essence of all Vedic hymns. This purport continues for some time, but today time is not on our side, and we will read it later privately. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale. Please join me. Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskachyade Satarine. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The text is very clear and very direct in its pronouncement. Let us patiently hear it again. In this age of Kali, that's now, we are in this age. In this age of Kali, there is no religious principle other than the chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all Vedic hymns. This is the purport of all scriptures. If someone would just come into the hall, the Kirtan hall, without the experience of the last 4.5 days, he would maybe object to this statement, especially if he is not yet having full faith in the chanting of the holy name. Why? He would ask, can you say that in the present day the chanting the holy name is really the only way? I do not know how you react to this statement, the only way. I heard it first in the context of Christianity. Jesus is the only way. And it sent shivers of intense protest down my spine. How can you be so intolerable of other ways? There is a reason here, which Prabhupada explains, for this verse to make such a statement, that it is such a important and only way in it. We have the age of Kali, the age of quarrel, the Iron Age. And the influence of Kali is everywhere, just like the air is everywhere on this planet. You find it present even when you go to sleep and the room gets dark, there's still air there. In the same way, Kali is the Kali Yuga is everywhere, even in the church and in the mosque and in the temples. It's everywhere. It's present everywhere, like air is present everywhere. You cannot throw Kali very easily out. Krishna can. Only Krishna can take care of the darkness of Kali Yuga. No one else. And Krishna himself becomes present in the holy name. He is identical with the name, since on the spiritual platform, the absolute platform, there is no difference between the name and he who is named. So Krishna is able to do something which cannot be done by a religious system. Krishna can do something which cannot be done by a church, by a mosque, and by a temple. Krishna can drive away Kali. Here's a very nice little sentence in Srila Prabhupada's purport, where he highlights the speciality of chanting Hare Krishna. He says, in the present age, the vibration of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the only process that is in a transcendental position beyond material contamination. A church may not always be beyond, may not always be in a transcendental position beyond material contamination. Even a good-intentioned spiritual movement may not always be in a transcendental position beyond material contamination. Even different yoga processes in the age of Kali may not always be, and so on and so forth. Kali can be everywhere, in churches, institutions, and also religious or spiritual processes. However, Krishna himself is beyond material contamination. Once Prabhupada was asked by a reporter, Srila Prabhupada, what do you feel when you chant Hare Krishna? And he answered in one sentence, I feel no fear. With this simple statement, Srila Prabhupada announced that when you take shelter of the chanting, which is in the transcendental position, you become in contact with the Lord of the fear-free world, of the anxiety-free world, the Lord of the Vaikuntha dimension. In the material world, really everything is full of kunta and anxieties. Anxieties are there in churches, in institutions, in yoga processes, and so on. But Krishna is not a part of this world. And by chanting Krishna's holy name, you also become a member of the Vaikuntha world, the anxiety-free world. And I believe some of us have all of us who have created this beautiful spiritual space, the Kirtan Mela, no, have felt at times how they broke through the mental border which keeps all of us in the world on the material consciousness. We have maybe felt for a moment how we crossed that border with the visa of chanting. We were able to cross it. And all of a sudden, we felt, oh, I'm free from anxiety. What has happened to me? Maybe I should leave the Kirtan hall and talk about and look at my emails. Then the thing comes back. what has happened? The holy name has captured our heart for a moment, maybe, and pulled us over the material border in the transcendental realm. That is an experience which is available even to neophytes in spiritual life who have just a slight contact with the holy name. You know, there were some people of Germany's greatest yoga. What is it called? Yoga Center. You know, very prestigious yoga school, who has 130,000 people whom they train in a year. They're really doing maximum service. And they said, my God, this experience, how can we leave this experience? This is the best. They could feel a distinct feeling of crossing into another land, the land of Vaikuntha, Hare Krishna. And it's possible by the holy name. In Germany, we have a fairy tale of Baron Münchhausen. Have you heard about Baron Münchhausen? He is a nobleman who sits on a horse, usually a white horse, and he gets into all kinds of impossible situations. So one time he galloped into a swamp. Do you know what is a swamp? Ein Moor, sagt man in Deutsch. A swamp is, you know, when you get your foot in it, you sink in it. And you... So once he galloped with his horse in the swamp and he went down. So the fairy tale tells that Baron Munchausen, who's very intelligent, captured, he didn't have a seeker, but he captured his hare and he pulled himself plus his horse out of the swamp. And he placed himself on safe grounds again. It's a fairy tale which children believe. My dear devotees, maybe you are such a child. Maybe you believe that by your own efforts, you can pull yourself out of the miseries and anxieties of material life. It does not work. Someone who is in misery cannot relieve himself of misery. Or someone who has galloped into the swamps, which pull him down, cannot relieve himself. Krishna can. Krishna, in his most merciful incarnation, the holy name. But why can he do it? Because he is not a member of our plane, of our anxiety plane. He is not sinking in the mud of material existence like Baron von Münchhausen. Krishna is beyond, and therefore he can extract that force which is necessary to also pull us beyond. There are many quotations in this. For instance, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, the Kali Yuga Dharma is Hari Sankirtan. Do Hari Sankirtan. Chant the holy name. Therefore see Gaura Hari descended to introduce and propagate that Dharma. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came also from the transcendental platform, just like the holy name. He came from the transcendental platform. Now we have already two. Avatar, who came from the transcendental platform, and a process, the Harinam Avatar, which came from the transcendental process, or platform. And they have given, by their mercy, it is possible to also come to the transcendental platform. However, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is the teacher, the ideal teacher of chanting the holy name, always said one thing to his devotee. And this sentence echoes through the hundreds of years. It comes right into the present time. Gauranga's voice is here. You must chant avoiding the 10 offenses against the holy name. Especially, you must avoid Vaishnav Ninda, or the offense against devotee. Sometimes someone has said, well, I let me chant, and I can be a little rough with people, with devotees, but Gauranga says no. This chanting, which is committed with offenses, will have a counter effort. You have no good effort. You have a counter effort. He says, the chanting of the holy name will turn against an offender. It will give him trouble. But if you can chant, even trying to avoid the 10 offenses, then you will first get an inkling of Krishna Prema, means in Deutsch eine kleine Ahnung, and then it will, the holy name will start to rise on the sky of the heart. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, the sun of the holy name is the dispeller of the darkness of ignorance. O Harinam, who actually knows your greatness? O holy name, from the first moment one perceives a glimpse of you appearing on the horizon of the heart, the darkness of this material world is almost totally devoured. Then you come and you quickly destroy all remaining darkness and you bestow divine wisdom upon our spiritually blinded eyes. So Mahaprabhu says, even for the beginners, and some of us are still beginners. I'm still a beginner after 40 years. I'm so ashamed to say this, but it is a fact. But when you chant, the holy name starts rising in your heart. Maybe you have felt this, and it dispels the darkness of ignorance. You can't have this effect alone by your own efforts. In India, they make jokes about the Patels. Patels are from Gujarat. There was once a family, Patel family, in Gujarat, who found out that every evening the darkness came into their house, stealing the bright light like a thief. Like a thief, darkness came in the evening and stole the light, and they had to go to sleep, the Patels. So one evening, the Patels had an Ishtagosti. They said, we will avoid that the darkness comes. Let us arm ourselves with sticks, and when this thief, the darkness comes, we will beat the darkness out of our heart, out of our house. Out of our house. So they said, a very good idea. And the next day they looked for good sticks, very good sticks. And they went into, when the evening came, the Patels, a joint family, 20 members, went around the house and made an impenetrable protective area around the house. They stood there with sticks, waiting for darkness to come, and then they would beat it. So, after some time, one of the Patels felt thirsty, and he went into the house to get a glass of water. When he was inside, he screamed, "Hey, hey, hey! Come into the house! Darkness has secretly, maybe it had built a tunnel and it came. It's in the house. Come everyone." And all the brothers and all the uncles and all the everyone of the joint family rushed into the house, and they started to see it's dark here. It's a little darker. And they started to beat and beat and beat. Meanwhile, it was evening and night was settling in. The village could hear ferocious cries from the house. "Darkness has beaten back. Let's increase the force of our blows." And they beat it, beating until one Patel went down and said, "Darkness kills me. Come here, come here." And next morning, the sun rose again. When the sun rose, all the darkness disappeared, and it revealed to the Patels a blood-filled battleground. One Patel was bleeding from the nose, another from the little finger. Another was beating from his groins, bleeding. Everywhere bleeding. Until a wise man from the village who heard about it came to the Patels and explained to them, "Patels, you can't beat darkness on your own. Only the sun can. Don't try to fight darkness on your own. Use the sun. It's mercy." So this is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the song explains. The brilliant sun of the transcendental holy name of the Lord has appeared in the material universe in order to destroy the darkness of ignorance, cast away all worldly attractions, cultivate affection for the name alone. No? This is our life's journey, our journey in spiritual advancement. Let us greet the sun of the holy name on the horizon of the sky of our heart. When the sun rises in the morning on the horizon, it will take care of the darkness. Even the dark places in the forests will not be able to give shelter to darkness any longer. So when the chanting of the holy name prevails in your life, even the dark spots in your life, maybe your secret attachments, maybe your secret desperations, where you feel, "Oh, I can never make it." All this can go away. Even the darkness which hides itself as your so-called shadow in Jungian philosophy. Huh? The things which you like that they wouldn't be there, but they are there. Huh? Even this can go by the sun of the holy name. Why? Because the holy name, when it rises, gives you love in your heart. Without love, my dear devotees, what is our life worth? It's a struggle. Without love of Krishna, What is the use of this life? It's so boring. It's so dry. It's so neophyte. It's so embarrassingly materialistic. When we have love in our heart, love for Krishna, we can go forward in our path. See, in our spiritual life, there are two forces which we apply. The force of pushing and the force of pulling. How far will you go in your spiritual life if you push yourself from morning till evening, year after year, 10 years after 10 years, life after lives? How far will you go? Not very far. Because the forces of Kali, which are in your own personality, are just too strong. How long will you go if you do your spiritual life only with Kartavya Buddhi? Kartavya Buddhi means out of duty. Not today, one devotee said to me, "Oh, Maharaj, I have to pay my obeisances." I said, "Don't do it, don't do it. No need, it's early in the morning." And he said, "No, I have to do out of duty." And his face was really like a stone mask. He had chanted and danced the whole night, and he was painting, and he was tired, swollen eyes. And I said, "Don't do it." "No, it's my duty, Maharaj. It's my duty. I will do it." And then he bowed down, and you could hear every single muscle paining, every bone cracking as he was forcing himself down on the ground. And I said, "Don't do it. Don't do it." "No, Maharaj, it's so painful. It's my duty. It's my duty." How long will this be able to go on? When you do something out of love, like eating, we love eating. Love is not the word, but we appreciate eating. No need of duty. You will do everything. "Yeah, yeah, come, bring. What is it with your muscles?" "No problem. I will eat my pizza. Don't worry. It tastes good." This is Krishna consciousness. You have to come in your practice of Krishna consciousness out of this Kartavya Buddhi, doing everything only out of duty. I'm not saying you should not do things out of duty. I'm saying that there are 4 motivating factors in spiritual life, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Fear. That's how the mundane religions operate. If you don't do this, you go to hell. Hope, promises, if you do this, you will, everything will be good, you will go to paradise, where there will be, I heard some section of Islam preaches like this, there will be wine and women waiting for you. Now just be a little tough with yourself, please, huh? So paradise, huh? Hope, second. Third is Kartavya Buddhi. You do things out of duty. I promised it. I do it. I'm a German. Or I'm now in Germany. We Germans are known for this. And third, that's the religion of Mahaprabhu. This is the process of Mahaprabhu. It's you do things out of attachment. No? This is how you can go forward. Once, I like to tell in the morning stories, not go too philosophical. Once there was one American writer, Emerson, maybe you have heard about him, who had a little farm where he did his writing, and also cows. So the cows, and especially the calves, needed to be brought into the barn each evening, because there were foxes and also bears and wolves preying in the night and hunting in the night. So one evening there was, the cowboy, it's not exactly a cowherdsman, I would want to say like this, but the person who took care of the cows, who wanted to bring the calf into the barn, but the calf was like you yesterday, who didn't want to stop chanting. He wanted to stay outside. He liked the fresh grasses and so on. And the cow man was pushing the calf, but the calf was putting his feet, little feet, into the lawn or into the meadow like this. And when they came pushed from the back, they just pushed him further into the ground so that he locked himself firmly on the ground. Not even an elephant would have been able to push the calf into the barn. Maybe an elephant, but not a human being. So Emerson saw this, and he also came and pushed, helped pushing the calf. But to no avail, didn't happen. So then this scene was watched by the Polish maidservant who lived also and who cleansed the house, and she called out from the window, you won't be successful like this. Wait. And she came down, she had a little bowl of milk, and she put her finger in the milk and put it in the mouth of the calf. The calf went, and then she pulled the calf like this back into the barn, and the calf followed. And then she turned to Emerson, a big philosopher, and said, "You fool, you don't even know these simple things." Are we also fools like this? Prabhus, Matajis, and my increasing number of skeptics, please listen carefully. Krishna consciousness can deliver a taste even to a beginner, especially the chanting of the holy name. Prabhupada says it's a nectar of devotion, can awaken devotional ecstasies even in a beginner by slight contact. You only have to do it. Therefore, your most instruction for the last 4.5 days was, your life has become simple, just sit here and chant. Finished. That ever. You have to do that. And then you will have your breakthrough experiences. Of course, the first thing which turns up is I'm preparing a journey for America. Now I will talk American English. Your stuff will turn up. That your issues, your little darkness of the heart. Go confront the darkness. Feel the emptiness of your life without Krishna consciousness. Don't try to run out now and divert yourself. It's good that you are finally have arrived to a realization that you know, yes, I'm a poor conditioned soul. I have zero taste. I'm not yet there. Be honest with yourself. Even if you are 30 years doing this, or 20 years, or 40 years, if it's not there, don't pretend you are all right. Just confront the emptiness, please, for the first time in your life. And stick. The sun will rise if you just continue chanting. Because the holy name is so powerful that even if you chant with darkness in the heart, it will go. Some devotees have come to me. Strong men have come to me when they were not watched by anyone else. And they had wet tears and said, "Maharaj, it's not working, it's not working." And they said, "Oh, but do you want your money back?" No, it's not about money. I was afraid, you know. It's not working. What is not working? The chanting. How many hours are you doing? Not many. Just stay. And just follow this one instruction of Prabhupada. Just try to hear yourself chant sincerely. And it will work. Don't worry. Then they tried. For 1 hour only, they just tried to hear themselves chant sincerely, and they gave the sun the chance to rise. And I have inquired from each single one of them. And they all felt, yes, yes, it works, it works. It will work, but you just need to take this little thing with you. When you sit down to chant, don't please, when you feel dry, don't run away and fill the dryness with material things and diversions. Just stay and just try to hear yourself chant sincerely. If you can take this with you from the Kirtan Mela, you will start your own Kirtan Mela part 2 in your house. And you will also maybe become a person who is informed by taste, whose spiritual life is not done out of Katavya Buddhi, no? But you really can feel the attractive potency of Krishna's holy name rising in the sky of the heart. The verse again is, in this age of Kali, there is no Dharma, no religious process, other than the chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all Vedic hymns. This is the purport of all scriptures. Many more things to say, but time is also there. No, I thank you very, very, very much. Please don't stop the Kirtan Mela now. Continue singing as much as possible. Practice singing. Everyone can sing, even if you have a voice like a frog, like me. You can sing. Singing is given to every human being so that he can do Kirtan. Unconsciously, we all do kirtan according to the Upanishads. When we breathe, we do kirtan of the Lord in the heart, who is called Hansa. We are on an inhale. So. 26,000 times a day, everyone does kirtan unconsciously. But now learn to do kirtan consciously. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Consciously, not automatically. You chant automatically. Bring your heart there. Hare Krishna. Oh, when will you connect? Connect. Be there. Not mechanic. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gaura Premanandi, Hare Hare Bol.